Hi, everyone. I wasn't expecting you guys. I'm just on my way to a photo op. Important job announcement sesh, so can't take too many questions, but just over there.
Leeshuk, what is the government going to do about the recent tax dodging scandal?
Do you know what I was dodging the other day? No. Llamas down in Kildare. Yeah. One of them photobombed me. Here, I'll show you the pic. It's totes hilaire.
That's actually an alpaca.
Alpaca. A lot more animal photobombs into my Twitter feed in future. That one got nearly 2,000 likes. Unreal.
The housing crisis continues to escalate. What will you do to curb the skyrocketing rents?
Skyrocketing. Now, where do rockets go? To space.
What?
You must have noticed my new Star Wars novelty socks. No. Justy Trude sent them to me after I tweeted a pic of me and C-3PO on my recent California trip. Must head back to Canada soon, by the way. We can totes go jogging in front of the press pack again.
Sir.
And you people put it on your front page like it's news.
Sorry, Taoiseach, the homeless crisis is getting worse by the day.
Well, I mean, it's all relative. If you compare Dublin to, say, Mumbai or Manila, you know, we're really not doing too badly at all.
What about the corruption in the Gardaí?
Well, there again, you see, if you compare the Gardaí to the police forces in Honduras or Somalia, we're doing great.
Can you also confirm what the government is doing about the tracker mortgage scam?
Wow, tracker bars. Remember them? Although I was partial to an old Ballisto bar myself. Can you still buy them? Let's get a photo of them.
Sorry,
nostalgic tweets for the win.
Sorry, teacher, could you just take this opportunity to answer?
Well, let me just say this is a republic of opportunity.
No.
But I also believe in a future of feasibility, prospects for the people, and the rural resurrection.
They're just catchphrases. They don't mean anything.
Catchphrase. Do you remember that?
What?
Mr. Chips.
No.
It's good, but it's not right. Is Roy Walker still alive, by the way?
T-shirt, I must... T-shirt.
Okay, sorry, guys. I have to skedaddle. The Aussie equal marriage vote passed. Rainbow flag selfie time. Hashtag vote yes. Hashtag Leo for leader for life.
T-shirt.
For now.
Here we go again.
Ha-ha! Yeah!
In the midst of the hundreds of high-profile abuse scandals rocking the world, tonight on A Late Late, we welcome Mel Gibson to promote his new movie and rehabilitate his reputation. Whoa! After a robust exchange about his links to Ireland, how much he loves Ireland, and memories about shooting Braveheart in Ireland, we subject him to a hard-nosed, journalistic 20-minute infomercial of his new children's movie. Yeah, he's allowed in the same room as kids. Then the tough questions about abuse against women in Hollywood by people other than Mel Gibson. Ha ha, yeah! And best of all, every other media outlet in Ireland has already interviewed him. You've heard it here last. Don't worry about it, it was all pre-recorded because afterwards I had to go for a long shower with Jay's fluid where I wept tears of uncleanliness. Ha! I mean, come on, if we mention the thing, the unpleasantness, the rippity racism and wumbling wife-beating and all that Jiminy Jewish jazz, then we wouldn't get our annual visit by a real celebrity. Come on, peeps! Chim-chiminy, chim-chiminy. Oh, I feel so dirty. Ugh.
Good evening, I'm Hugh Edwards at the BBC. Tonight, in the ongoing exercise in self-immolation that is Brexit, Britain briefly remembered the one European nation it shares a land border with, the Republic of Ireland. ERA's Prime Minister Leo Varadkar took to Twitter, which is apparently his main form of communication, to post a selfie with a haunted-looking Theresa May in what looks like a particularly grim apple-green service station. Here's what happened.
This important and not at all made up for a photo op bilateral meeting, we will discuss the important issues of Brexit and Northern Ireland.
Hey, yo, take for 20 quid's worth of diesel on number 6 and a breakfast roll, will ya?
Can I get some chicken nuggets, by the way?
Meanwhile, presumably in retaliation for some terrible slur, Britain sent Boris Johnson to Dublin for talks with ERA's Foreign Minister, Simon Coveney.
Yes, wah,
hello, Boris.
Ooh.
Sir Lord Boris, sir.
Yes, bulla, when is the damned minister arriving, you?
That's me, I'm Simon Coveney.
Wah, quavers, I do apologise. I'm just not used to looking at the back of people's heads when they talk to me.
Yeah, a lot of people often make that mistake. Anyway, I'm here to tell you in the strongest possible way Ireland demands a frictionless border, sir.
Well, it takes a lot of guts, that is to say, chutzpah, to just come out and say that, even though you keep curtsying in my direction.
Sorry, master.
Only way we can have a frictionless border, though, is if you become part of Britain again.
That would give us a soft border?
No border at all. A united era under Britannia's rule.
Oh,
the very idea.
No border. Well, that's what we demand.
Holy chipsticks.
Your Majesty. Majesty.
You mean you'll take a knee and become a Dominion once again?
Yeah, well, Leo and Murph's just told me to get a soft border or they'd get Barry Walsh to give me an Indian burn, so I suppose, yeah. If it pleases you, sir.
I suppose you want something big in return. What is it? Money? Nuclear weapons?
Well, if the Queen could visit the English market in Cork again, people loved that.
Great wobbling watsits. Bula, bula.
So there you have it. We have finally found a place more broken than Britain. Era, or the Dominion of Ireland, as it will now be called. Rumours are the Queen's going to let Prince Harry have it to play with once he gets bored of Meghan Markle. Hugh Edwards, wishing for Welsh independence, BBC News.
Here you! Are you sick of visiting parts of Ireland that are easy to get to, have beautiful views or a rich history? Then maybe it's time you came to Innes. Innes. Located in the only part of Clare that isn't pretty or on the coast, Innes has been voted the friendliest place in Ireland 2017. Sure, there's always something happening in Innes. Only yesterday in 97, where we made Ireland's information age town. And now, 20 years later, some of us even have broadband. Innes. Listen to trad music in one of our many, many pubs, but don't talk while the ear-bleedingly tedious session is on. Just order pints, and not half pints, you stingy German fecks, and shut your foreign mouth.
Shh, shh, shh. The British stole our fittest. I'm not going to continue now if you keep yapping down the bank.
Spend your money in our shopping district, also known as Domain Street. We welcome tourists who find it hard to convert currency in their heads and don't have a clue that we're ripping them off. Hello, you Yanks!
Wow, honey, it's like 10 euro for a Guinness. That's like, what, $2 or something?
Then we have Clare celebrities like Marty Morrissey.
Hi, and welcome to Marty's all-night electro-bomb hip-hop party to celebrate Innes being voted friendliest town. Wait a minute, friendliest? Oh no! Innes just got friend-zoned, whereas I much prefer going down the end zone,
if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And who could forget Ireland's friendliest GAA coach, Davy Fitz himself.
Get up! Get up! Get up the f***ing pitch, you fat f***ing f***ing yeah!
Experience the County Clare welcome with every face you see scowling distrustfully at you. And just so you know, if you're one of the DFDs down from Dublin's, we'll make you wear an identifying armband for the duration of your stay. It's for your own safety. Yeah. Innes, voted Ireland's friendliest town due to the relatively low level of headbutting and begrudgery. Innes.
And now, here on RT1, you asked for entertainment and we gave you Ray Darcy. You asked for drama, we gave you Katie from First City locked in a room. You asked for comedy and, well, never mind that. Tonight, you asked for a must-see TV event. And we hold up our hands in all seriousness and say, this is the best idea we could come up with. As we present to you RTE Weather Live. This is not a joke. This is actually happening.
I'm Catherine Thomas. You may remember me attempting to feign enthusiasm in other RTE shows. Well, tonight I'm really proving there's nothing I'll say no to. Welcome to Weather Live. We'll talk to all your wet air and favourites. Evelyn Cusack will reminisce about some absolutely classic weather moments.
Do you remember the big cloud from the volcano in Iceland? That was mad.
Jean Byrne is going to be modelling her latest outfits. Spoiler alert, they're all made of plastic and super shiny looking.
I just like wearing waterproof dresses. You never know when it might rain.
Theresa Mannion will be giving us a rundown of her top 10 most unnecessary journeys.
Don't bother picking up the takeaway yourself. Get it delivered. Don't pick your kids up from school. The walk will do them good. Don't get up to turn the telly off. Even while shite like this is on, I'm a celebrity! Whoa!
Gerald Fleming, the winking weatherman, will be giving us his top tips on the appropriate times to wink.
At the end of the weather forecast, good. Passing the Director General in the corridors of RTE, bad. That's it for me. Bye-bye.
The face of Storm Ophelia, Joanna Donnelly, will be performing excerpts from Hamlet.
How now, Ophelia? Ophelia, oh my lord, I have been so affrighted.
And, Shay Gibbon is here for some reason. How are you, Shay?
Aye, weather.
buy me book.
Great stuff. And what about you at home? If you have any interesting weather stories, you could text us or tweet us. Please do, because we've so much time to fill. And again, this isn't a joke. This is actually happening for 3 nights in a row.
RT Radio 1 News with Brian Jennings. A very good evening to you. As the homelessness crisis continues to worsen, and now that Ireland is out of all international sports competitions, citizens have started to pay attention to it again. At least those who haven't been numbed by Nathan Carter specials and a diet of iced buns from the petrol station. You absolute numpties. Brian O'Donovan, our political reporter who talks like he's still on TV3, has this report.
Damien English is Minister of State for Housing, despite being from Drogheda, County Louth. I caught up with him a short time ago. Mr. English, can you answer a few questions for me? I'm just doing a roundup on the homeless issue.
Oh, that's great, yeah. Just round them up into hotels, hostels, or somewhere out of the way so no one from abroad notices them.
No, not that kind of roundup.
Oh, yeah, roundup spray, yeah. Probably clean the feckers up a bit as well, so well.
There are 8,000 homeless, and 3,000 of those are children. Surely that's a huge crisis.
Well, this government here now is doing all it can. 100 cement for the homeless children.
Right.
You know, that's why if a children was homeless, you know, we built a load of playgrounds for the kids to play in overnight so that they don't freeze to death, you know.
Oh my God. Next, I met Leo Varadkar. Once he had finished taking a selfie with a toaster, I asked him about the homeless crisis.
It was like that when I got here. Toodles.
Brian O'Donovan, nightly losing faith in our fellow man, RT TV3 News.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Pals, it's Gerald, the lady of the house.
Sorry to disturb your tarnished bush.
Oh, yes, the Japanese maple is obscuring my view across the lawn. Also, its blood-red foliage puts me in mind of the Labour Party. Cut it down, will you, sir?
I'm not a gardener. I'm deputy under Assistant Commissioner Fecal McFagel.
Oh.
Wanted to see me about the Commission of Inquiry.
Oh, that, yes. I'm afraid that's another issue that's causing me some grievous distemper.
Oh, my dog had that. We had to shoot him dead.
Angry Alan Kelly has insinuated that I knew about Garda efforts to discredit McCabe before the strategy became public. It really is most disagreeable.
Oh.
He's been throwing his allegations around like Prosecco at an Orla Kiley launch.
Hold on a second now, I'm writing this down. Is that Sergeant Kiley or is she just a rank and file Garda?
No, it's Sergeant McCabe I'm concerned about.
Oh.
I wish to clarify my position that I didn't know anything about the smear campaign until it was in the public domain after the O'Higgins, so on and so forth.
Right, so as Minister for Justice you had no hand, act or power.
Yes, I like that. Put that in the statement, my good fellow.
No hand, act or part in how the Garda Síochána conducted its business. Hadn't a clue, not a breeze, a bull's nose.
Yes, well, obviously I knew some of the inner workings.
Oh?
Just not about the smear campaign against Sergeant McCabe. Oh, a grubby business.
All right, then. Will I put you down for the imaginary breath test, then, so?
I beg your pardon?
Well, I say you knew about a few falsified records on the breath tests.
Well, I...
Or maybe the money laundry in Templemore.
Actually,
Or the 14,700 wrongfully convicted of motoring offences.
Look, why don't we say that I knew about all of the positive stuff?
Right.
Why have you stopped writing?
Tell you what, why don't we do a number on this Alan Kelly fella in stage, you know? Might be easier, Tánaiste, you know?
You mean have a Garda investigation for some wrongdoing and criminality?
Wait, do you mean a real Garda and a real investigation?
Oh, forget it. Leave me now so I can go back to staring at the Japanese maple tap-tapping on my window like the traffic division was supposed to do.
Is that real tap-tapping or imaginary tap-tapping?
Welcome to TV3's The Tonight Show with me, your host, Mima Cooper.
And I'm your main host, Ivan Yates.
Sorry?
Because I'm in a tie and not a flowery shirt from TK Maxx.
Ah.
My guests tonight are Daddy Healy Ray.
Global warming is a hoax. Tis the fairies' work.
And of course,
embattled, I can't say that word, Under Fire Minister for Transport, Lord Ross.
My pleasure, monumentally.
So welcome to my show.
Our show, The Tonight Show.
Insufferable.
So first we come to you, Lord Ross.
Yep.
After such an incredible time, and indeed as we
This is taking too long. Minister, how did you feel after that crushing defeat?
I'm afraid you have to be more specific. Was it lost to France, Denmark, the Unions, which...
The Rugby World Cup.
I, for one, am bamboozled as to why our tender wasn't selected.
Oh.
We had first-class imaginary stadiums, and as the only developed country without a rail link between the airport and the capital,
Ooh.
It would have been utterly unaffected by the ongoing strikes.
What?
Someone really should do something about those.
No, the strikes are over now.
Are they?
The bid would have been successful if you built a stadium in Kerry, mate.
Kerry wasn't a suitable venue due to the scarcity of transport options.
Don't we have Jarvis with nappies and high-ass vans with merry drivers?
But there were a host of transit problems with the proposal, Minister.
Really? Huh? I must telegram the Minister of Transport forthwith.
That's you, you got.
Talk now about the proposed legislation about breathalyzing.
Are you being breathalyzed right now, Ivanor?
No, it's just the amount of hot air in my system makes it difficult to reach the end of sentences. Drivers caught between 50 to 80 milligrams of alcohol will be automatically banned.
Here they go again, attacking the good people of Kerry who've no way to get home after a few pints.
Well, there are plenty of ways, just... flag down a stagecoach or ride a cow.
Cows are far too hard to drive drunk.
Oh.
I oppose these measures unless it's a measure you get in one of my bars or to remove the rhododendrons, which are immigrant Asian plants destroying the natural beauty of Kerry.
What's going on?
But Michael, I thought you'd approve. This is just one of those publicity stunts.
I'm concerned about the poor piddled drivers.
Yeah, but no one's actually going to get caught. I mean, the guards are too busy demonising whistleblowers, covering up scandals. Badly, I might say, and falsifying checkpoints to go out and do actual checkpoints.
Well, I have to hand it to you, so fancy a pint?
Oh, sorry, I don't drink.
And I'd buy you a Bacardi, so.
Righto, might as well, since we're in the countryside anyway.
Hold on a second, this is not the country. This is Ballymount Industrial Estate.
It's the closest I've got to the countryside in years.
Anyway, that's all we've time for tonight.
Bye.
But tomorrow, join me, Ivan Yates, and my assistant, Matt Cooper.
I'm not an assistant, I'm a presenter.
Why then do you dress like a Roscommon fellow who's won the lotto and moved to the Costa del Sol?
You're a very rude man.
I've got a hard shoulder, you know.
Will I get the last word? Ha ha ha.
Callum's kicks. Butter, butter, butter. Wah, wah, wah.
Don't stand there, you're in the way, yeah?
Get on with it!
Don't interrupt me, thank you. Now, I'm delighted finally to bring to the stage for his final Ardesh speech as president of Sinn Féin.
Woo!
Please welcome for the final time ever,
what?
Jerry f***ing Adams!
Yeah!
All right,
yeah.
Go on, my honger. Thank you.
Jerry!
Thank you, it's great to be here at the RDS. The Royal... Oh, I've made a terrible mistake. I'll kill whoever booked it. Joking. Joking, by the way. We're live streaming this speech on social media to show how fun and approachable I am so that people, Jay and Jarmad, forget about all the stuff that I definitely did not do because we're all to blame.
Yeah, right.
It can be difficult to be in Sinn Féin under constant attack. We're a party committed to working on contentious issues. And sometimes we will butt heads.
Yeah.
But we cannot attack each other on social media.
No.
It makes us look weak, divided, and arrogant. Oh, hold on, I've gone 90 seconds without a selfie. Social media is not the place for fights. Sinn Féin Cumans are the place for fights. And we're committed to stamping out bullying. And we will always protect the victims by making sure they leave the party for good. I know there's an expectation on me to make a big announcement that some of you have been waiting for me to make.
Yeah, there f***ing is. 35 years.
And so here it is.
Woo!
Tonight, I am going to timetable the departure.
Yes!
Of the last Nightlink home so that members of Sinn Féin can get to a nice, safe house.
Ah, here!
I am going to step down.
Shh, here it is. Here
and
it is.
Stretch my leg because I'm getting a wee bit of cramp.
Ah, Jesus.
But to conclude, I'd like to say that I do intend to step down
Woo!
As leader of this party.
Go on!
On a historical date.
Yeah!
The 12th.
Yeah!
The 12th of never.
What?
Chucky Arnlaw. Unless you're Mary Lou McDonald, of course.
Ah, f*** you, Jerry.
Okay, line up for the selfies, Adina Usla. Don't take all night. I have to get home to one of my houses.
Join us on RTE as we celebrate Science Week, or Act of God Week as it's known in Kerry, with a series of vaguely science-themed programmes designed to entertain and enlighten. Well, enlighten, occasionally. Join Sharony Violatron as she asks, will my job be replaced by a human? Followed by It's Not Rocket Science, a compelling documentary where Dara O'Brien and Liz Bonin investigate why our best and brightest move abroad. It's Not Rocket Science. Meanwhile, on The Late Late, Ryan discusses the latest advances in vaccination and women's reproductive rights with noted women's health expert, the Bishop of Waterford. Then on Saturday, Ray Darcy doesn't read his brief before disinterestedly talking to a little-known actor who once played a scientist on a short-lived TV show. Then a doctor of chemistry discusses why some presenters have no chemistry with their audiences. But mainly it's weather. Weather on TV, weather on radio, and of course the big question we all ask, whether the RTE player will ever f***ing work. Tired of all the science? Next week we return to our normal scheduled programming of Dermot Bannon inflating the housing market, Vogue inflating her ego, and endless remakes of foreign formats. RTE Science Week. Watch it! And you'll find out finally why RTE viewers are becoming an endangered species.
Certainly, monsieur. And Monsieur Bonneau, will you have your usual?
Yes, I'm dining in the dark to save the rainforest, Pierre.
Is that a new thing? Should I get in on that?
Just a little thing I've always done, Sir Bob. It's the sunglasses.
Right. Anyway, I feel I've made an important political point at City Hall this morning.
Yeah!
We have to strike a blow against bloody Ang Lee. The Rohingya people are
starving.
Yeah, me too. That bloody shinner's taking his time with the bread basket. Oi!
You know, I'll probably have to return my freedom of the city too. This country doesn't appreciate me. They only care about money.
You won a Nobel Prize almost.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have to pay bloody tax.
Exactly. No taxation!
I heard the scummy left-wing press griping and cribbing about you putting all your money in a Lithuanian shopping centre.
It's not true. It wasn't all my money. A shopping centre is only a tiny proportion of my wealth.
Yeah!
Right on. Putting your money into the third world.
Well, second-ish.
You're a bloody hero.
Yeah.
What's the shopping centre called, by the way?
I don't know, because my money moves in mysterious ways.
Wow.
Actually, I just never bothered to find out. I have hundreds of millions. Why should I be responsible for how my accountant uses it?
Yeah.
It just looks like I've done wrong.
Ugh.
They're the ones responsible, the accountants.
Oh, did they write the No Line on the Horizon album as well? Bloody pathetic.
No, that was us. Anyway, we're busy with our music, our art. We don't have time to look at the money. Art.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
We're too into our art to care about the bloody money.
Yeah!
Et voilà, your food, Bono, Mr. Geldof.
It's Sir Bob.
Ugh, désolé, soir.
You will be, Shinner.
We'll also have a bottle of your most expensive red, Pierre. Make it snappy, I've a plane to catch.
Oh, you going to check out your shopping centre?
No, I'm going to my house in the south of France. If I'm not out of here by midnight,
You turn into a pumpkin?
I'll have to pay tax here. You staying over?
In this banana republic, I'm going back to my home, England, where they know how to treat a knight of the realm.
Right on, Sir Bob. Keep saving the world!
Yeah, don't let the Irish get you down. You should never have left the Union.
No!
Those lads in the GPO,
yeah,
they're the same as ISIS.
Sunday, buddy, Sunday!
It was actually Monday. They even got the day wrong.
Oh.
Bloody shinners.
Yeah!
Welcome back to the
time.
Again? Who is this show for? Goldfish?
Come on.
It's 14 minutes past 8, and about a month after I realised I should have applied for early retirement. Time checks, traffic reports, Keen McCormick. Is this show designed to make people fall asleep at the wheel? Speaking of car crashes, it's over to Desmond now for news of sport.
Yeah, it's been a difficult week for Irish sport. Well,
that's a bit like saying that Jackie Kennedy's holiday photos from Dallas didn't turn out quite as well as she hoped.
After Ireland's failure to qualify for next year's World Cup, there's speculation some of the squad won't pull on the jersey again.
We haven't qualified for a World Cup in 16 years, so it came as a profound shock that a team filled with bench warmers and James McLean couldn't bring us to glory.
Yeah. Wes Hoolan is expected to retire. O'Neill brought him on to have time on Monday night, a decision that was as roundly condemned as all the times that he didn't bring him on. Tony O'Donoghue was there.
I'm sorry to ask you, Martin, and please don't hit me. Was it a mistake to bring on Wes Hoolan and Aidan McGeady, leaving the middle of the pitch completely empty for Christian Eriksen?
Well, f*** you, Tony.
I know, Martin, I was just...
No, if you just let me finish.
Sorry, go on.
I was going to say, f*** you, Tony, and f*** the horse you rode in on.
Martin, if you... Martin,
you.
I'm not finished.
Thank you.
Wow, that was more entertaining than the match. Carry on, Desmond.
There was more disappointment on Wednesday with news that Ireland will not be hosting the 2023 Rugby World Cup.
Yes, it's remarkable that a bid filled with imaginary stadiums from a country that's major innovation in the last 10 years is the invention of the spice bag was beaten by somewhere that has a plethora of world-class stadiums and has just released this year's crop of Beaujolais Nouveau. Really shocking, Desmond.
Yeah, Brian O'Driscoll was understandably downbeat.
You know, all our work was for nothing. It's like they didn't finish reading our submission the way people don't finish Amy's books. The whole bid was pointless in the end. As pointless as one of Amy's ifters. Yeah.
Desmond, I was wondering, why don't we just stop playing sports against other people?
What?
We should stop playing other countries and get back to what we're actually good at. Hitting people from other parishes with sticks and calling it
hurling
that thing.
Yeah, no. Hopes are high ahead of the final test of the International Rules Series between
A game we actually made up. That's more like it. Carry on.
Yeah, Ireland go into that second test 10 points down and face...
Sorry, what? We can't even win that?
No.
They move me to radio for this and then what does TV do as soon as I'm gone?
What?
3 days of programming about weather.
Oh, yeah.
Weather! This is just pointless.
Dubba, what are you doing?
Finish the program yourself. I'm going back to sleep, Ireland.
But I'm not qualified to do the serious Dubba bit. 17 minutes past 8.
Callum's kicks. Wubba, 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 yeah.